I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back into today's edition of Sports Talk, October 15th, getting ready for Sunday in Chicago. Saints taking on the Bears to help us break that all down. Zach Pearson covering the Bears for Bears Report on 24/7 Sports. Zach, thanks so much for the time today, man. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. Ready for this, what should be an exciting game here Sunday back at Soldier Field. I'm just excited for these noon kickoff times. These primetime games keep me up way too late.
And the weather should be awesome, huh? It would be like a nice fall day in Chicago. You know, you're not dealing with inclement weather. What's the weather going to be like? What's the forecast?
Yeah, it should be pretty good. I think 60s. It's actually been pretty warm here the last couple of weeks, which I don't mind, but also at the same time I'm like, you know, when can I put my summer stuff away? Yeah. But it's been beautiful here. It should be a nice day in Chicago this weekend.
Now looking at the outcome of the game, the only game the Saints won, they were plus 5 in the turnover margin. The Giants turned over the ball 5 straight possessions. And I'm looking, that's one advantage where the Bears are amongst the best. I think number one right now with plus 8. The Saints went back, to the Patriots. They were minus 1, but now they're plus 4. So I think something as simple as that, the Saints want to beat the Bears, they have to be on the plus side. Even if it'd be plus 1 or 2 to have that chance to pull off an upset. And I want you to comment on that. And also, when was the last time that Bears fans look at, man, we're a 5.5-point favorite at home?
Yeah, well, the last part of that, it's been a while since the Bears have been that big of a favorite, if I can remember. They're just not used to it. Usually the Bears are underdogs even at home, which is kind of crazy because Vegas usually gives the home team 3 points. But I will say, I don't think the Bears are going to overlook the Saints. I think this is kind of a classic trap game spot for the Bears. I don't kind of find that to be the case from what, I've heard today at Hallis Hall. But, the first part of that, yeah, I agree. I think if the Saints want to win, they're going to have to force takeaways. The only issue is, the Bears haven't really turned the ball over much. Caleb Williams has just 2 interceptions. DeAndre Swift has the 1 fumble on the season. So they've been protecting the football really good on offense. Now, on defense, they're on a real, a hot streak, essentially, in taking the ball away. They got 3 against Washington, could have had 4. They had 3, I think, 3 or 4 against the Raiders, and they took advantage. They're scoring points off of those takeaways, and it kind of starts with Dennis Allen's defense. I mean, he's got these guys preaching, force that football out, read your man in coverage and kind of jump on it when you can.
Yeah, but we were kind of chuckling. Dennis Allen, oh, yeah, I think we know him. But that's one thing. We kind of viewed Dennis Allen, because even with Sean Payton and all, an outstanding, or I should say could be amongst the best defensive coordinators. I'll never forget this. The one game he was an interim head coach, I don't think this ever happened to Tom Brady. The Saints beat the Buccaneers 9-0. And Dennis Allen was running the defense, and we were giving Tom Brady the business. And who would have thought, 9-0? Yes, Dennis Allen. So he's one that reminds me Okay, not necessarily head coach. He's had his opportunities with the Raiders and Saints, but as a coordinator, almost like Vic Fangio. I didn't work out with him with the Broncos, but look what he did with the Eagles defense. Or old school Wade Phillips, a standing defensive coordinator. So I think that could be his wheelhouse. And I know Bears fans have to be pleased with Dennis Allen, what he's done defensively. You know, the head coach is going to get all the credit or, you know, considering what he's done. You know, you're trying to develop the young quarterback and coming from Detroit and all that. But the Bears fans, they have to be pleased with Dennis Allen.
Yeah, honestly, for me, you know, like you said, like the Ben Johnson hire was right. The one that grabbed all the headlines. That's what everyone looked at. And when he started making a staff and Dennis Allen's name was out there, I said, this might be his best hire on staff. I mean, a very underrated hire. I still don't think it gets the love that it should. He's got these guys to kind of believe in themselves again. You know, I know last year, Bears lost 10 straight games. They lost on that Hail Mary against Washington, and it all went downhill. A little turmoil in the locker room. You know, just players just not believing in the coaching staff. You look this year, and they're all bought in. And it's a lot of the same guys to a lot of the core guys. So what Dennis Allen's been doing with that is impressive. But also I want to note, you know, Ben Johnson talked about today, Dennis Allen's, you know, helped him, kind of been a mentor so far, you know, these past 8 or 9 months in terms of, you know, he's got a little bit of head coaching experience. So right. In situations that Johnson may need help, you know, he can offer his advice. You know, Dennis Allen's not going to overstep his boundaries or anything like that. But when the advice is you know, there, he's given it to Ben Johnson. You mentioned Vic Fangio. Yeah, I think that's a good comp, especially what Vic did here in Chicago for all those years. You know, kind of, you know, they didn't really beat Green Bay a lot, but he gave Aaron Rodgers a lot of fits, and that's kind of what Dennis Allen did with Tom Brady.
You know, Zach, looking on the offensive side of the ball now, well, I know Bears fans have to be pleased with this, you know, because you look at his past history, he was a Pro Bowler. But when you look at DeAndre Swift, where he's at right now, I mean, that game he had, that had to be probably maybe one of his best games, if not the best, in two seasons with the Bears. When he ran for a season-high 108 yards and only 14 attempts. And then that highlight reel touchdown reception, that short pass, that 55-yarder early in the fourth quarter. Boy, that one just a nice, you know, gain, or you're moving the sticks and change. That was a difference maker. So they have to be pleased with that type of game from DeAndre Swift.
Yeah, it's about time, I'd say, Bears fans would say. You know, he's got familiarity with Ben Johnson being in Detroit with him, even though, you know, Ben was part of that staff that wanted to move on and go with Jamar Gibbs. You know, when Swift came here, we kind of expected this more often. We haven't just seen it. I mean, we saw it a couple times last year. I think in that Washington game last year, he had a big run for a touchdown to put him, you know, right there, you know, either ahead or right there. But, yeah, I mean, if the Bears can get this run game going, and it starts up front with that offensive line, it starts with Caleb Williams and DeAndre Swift, the rookie Kyle Manung guy, if they get that run game going, the offense obviously will be a lot better. But Swift is the key to that. He's the guy that, you know, he's their motor at the running back position. And they did want to upgrade a little bit or add another piece at running back in the offseason. They really didn't. They had a couple guys that were targeting and just, you know, didn't work out. But, you know, they still believe in DeAndre Swift. And, yeah, if he has a couple plays like that, I mean, I don't know, Troy Aikman called it lucky. That's kind of been a talking point here in Chicago. But if he has plays like that, that 55-yarder where he breaks tackle and then he uses his speed, that's what the Bears are looking more of.
Now, Zach, you look at both Caleb Williams and Spencer Rattler. They're protecting the football, not throwing interceptions. If you look, I think Caleb has had, zero interceptions and six of his past seven home starts. So I know the fans got to be pleased with that. But is there still, like, as far as the trust factor with the Bears fans, I think at times that he still needs to be more accurate. Because sometimes he'll miss throws like, man, you got to hit that. It's the NFL.
Yeah.
Well, what's your take on that, and how are the fans taking a lot?
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Like it to Caleb right now?
Yeah, I think majority of the fans like him. They know what they got. You know, he was the number one pick. That, you know, a lot of criticism comes with that. A lot of the headlines. You know, he's a different type of player. He likes to express himself differently. So he's going to be a lightning rod. And you expect, you know, when Jane Daniels is playing really well and Drake May is playing really well, and even a guy, you know, Spencer Rattler, who wasn't one of the first four or five quarterbacks taken, is playing pretty well. There's going to be a lot of attention on you as the number one overall pick. Now, he's been better this year. I'll say that. He only has 10 sacks compared to like 68 or 69 of them last year. He's on pace to cut that in half, which is good. Hasn't really turned the football over, and he's made plays and led them on two game-winning drives, essentially, this season. So he does need to be better in the accuracy department. I think he missed a couple of deep throws to Rome Odunze in that game against the Commanders. Sometimes he'll, you know, try to do the Superman stuff out of the pocket and bail too much. And he admits it, too. He'll say, yeah, even today he said, yeah, I tried to do a little too much when I took a sack on third down at the end of the half. I should have tried, you know, give my receiver, you know, a chance to go up and get it. So, yeah, I think it starts with the deep accuracy and then kind of taking those check downs and those short throws. But he does look much better than, you know, where he was at last year at this time.
Now, Zach, are the Bears fans, I think a lot like Saints fans, but I'm looking at the Bears right now. Are they being cautiously optimistic? I'm looking at the Bears, what, they haven't won four in a row since the 2018 NFC North Championship team, and I think they closed out the regular season with four straight wins then, and they also had a five-game run that season. So are they being cautiously optimistic? How are they, those streaks? Because it is a game, it could be negative or positive, it could be winning streaks or losing streaks. So how is the fan base right now with the Bears on their winning streak?
Yeah, I think there's excitement, but I think there's also that feeling, you know, in the back of your mind, like, you know, the Bears were, what, I believe 3-2 last year or something like that, and they went on a 10-game losing streak after that Hail Mary. So they've been in these spots before where they've started, you know, got a little bit of a win streak, you know, two games, not as long as four or anything like that, but and then it kind of falls, you know, the season goes the wrong way. So I do think they kind of realize that, but also there is the excitement, like surrounding Ben Johnson, surrounding Caleb Williams. And, you know, the city in general is kind of starving for a winner with how the Cubs season just ended. The White Sox are not very good. The Bulls and Blackhawks are not very good. Like, this is a Bears town. When the Bears are really good, the city is way more fun to be in. And I just think it's that. They want a winner, but they also know that their heart's been broken so many times. And, you know, when I look at this game, honestly, and, you know, the Saints coming in, like I said, I don't think the Bears are going to take it as a trap game. I don't think they're going to overlook them, but the Saints have had the Bears' number for, what, the past 10, 12 years, I think
right.
Including that playoff game in 2020. So, yeah, you can't overlook this team, and I think that's kind of where that cautious optimism kind of sits right now.
You know, Zach, you bring the Saints having the, bringing that up, Saints having the Bears' number. The last time, it was either 91 or 92, I played against the Bears. I think we won like 20-6, but it was at home in the Dome. Guess who was the quarterback for the Bears when we won 20-6?
Oh, man.
It was me versus Jim Harbaugh.
I was just going to say, that sounds like Harbaugh, right around the Harbaugh era. Harbaugh, I was going to say maybe Tomczak, because I know McMahon was not there.
Yeah, I was just thinking, and you look over the series, you know, usually it's sometimes 50-50 to parity. But the Saints have won the past seven games, and they're up 18-13. But I remember one time going against the Bears in training camp after they won the Super Bowl here in New Orleans when they crushed the Patriots. I mean, that team, we went to Platteville, Wisconsin, and was practicing against the Bears. They'd have 12, 15,000 every day at practice in Platteville, Wisconsin. I remember, you know, we're going to practice now. We're in lacrosse, so we're going to practice against the Bears. I was like, if we're playing the Bears in a real game right now, you know, and that Buddy Ryan and that defense, I said, score a touchdown, I'd hope we get two first downs in a row. I mean, it was like we were doing run drill. And I remember Hampton and Steve McMichael, Singletary, Otis Wilson, Wilbur Marshall, I'd be handing off to Dalton Hilliard. We were getting tackled in the backfield. And then I remember Coach Jim Mara, we couldn't even run 12 reps. He said, okay, like I've seen enough. We ran like seven plays here. Let's go into the next drill. No, we were going backwards. And you know, he's supposed to be run blocking. No, it was the most humbling experience I ever had. It was against the Bears. And I think they're doing the Super Bowl shuffle and all that stuff. So I know Bears fans would welcome that again.
Yeah, I mean, that's what the city was built on, is defense. And that's why I think, you know, the legendary defenses his teams had, and even, you know, I don't want to bring up bad memories for you guys, but like 2006.
Right.
You know, the NFC champ, that defense was really good. And, you know, they've had a couple of good defenses since then. But I think it's refreshing, and it's about kind of time that they've had a quarterback like this that can move the football. And it's, you know, we're not really used to that here. We've had Jay Cutler, who was probably their best quarterback talent-wise. And, you know, even Justin Fields would make plays, but Justin Fields struggled as a passer. Now you have Caleb Williams, who number one pick. And it kind of feels like here in Chicago, like you have the top head coach candidate coming out, you know, or Mike Vrabel, you could argue either or. And then you have Caleb Williams. If this doesn't work out, I don't know what's going to work out. It just kind of feels like the perfect match here so far. But even their defense is getting better too. I think, you know, going back to Dennis Allen, he's kind of bringing that intensity and toughness to this defense, and that's really refreshing to see.
Zach, I'm curious about this wide receiving core of the Bears. Really, you look at it, strikes fear into me, you know, having to go up against for this Saints defense. And also curious, just the health of DJ Moore right now as well.
Yeah, they have a good receiver core. And honestly, we haven't even seen, you know, everyone get involved. You look at number 10 overall pick, Colson Loveland at tight end. They envision him as that pass catching tight end. He's been hurt. You know, he's been struggling with injuries all off season. And then again, during this season, he finally got going against the Cowboys and then got hurt, so that was unfortunate. He'll be back out there and playing. Luther Burden's another guy who's starting to get more reps. I think he's been targeted 11 times this season. He's caught 10 passes, has a long touchdown, so he's a guy they're kind of waiting to unlock a little bit. But, you know, with DJ Moore, he should be day-to-day. He had a groin injury. They, you know, be out there practicing tomorrow, so we'll get the first full injury report tomorrow. But he'll be day-to-day. I think he'll play. I expect him to play. If not, I mean, it's not like they're lacking, you know, anything behind him. They have Alamed Zacchaeus, you know, former Washington wide receiver who, you know, is pretty good in the slot for them. And then, honestly, their top guy has been Roma Dunze. He's really taken that second-year jump, and he really should have five touchdowns in five games, but he had one called back due to a penalty. But, yeah, he's been pretty much their go-to guy so far.
Now, Zach, you know who's had success against the Bears? I know that was 5 years ago, the COVID season, and the Saints need him to get off, that being Alvin Kamara. I was looking at that game in November, beginning of November in 2020. He had 9 catches, 163 scrimmage yards, and it was his only career game versus the Bears. So I know the Saints are hoping for that, and I know Dennis Allen is aware of Kamara.
Yeah, well, and the thing is, you know, going into Monday Night Football, I believe the Bears were the worst rush defense in the NFL. They did a good job against the Commanders, you know, kind of limiting their rushing attack, limiting Jaden Daniels. They still picked up big chunks, but if the Saints are going to be able to attack the Bears on offense, I think it's going to start with Kamara and what he can do not only as a running back, but, you know, as a pass-catching running back as well.
Zach, definitely appreciate your time today, man. Thanks so much, and looking forward to Sunday's matchup.
Anytime. I appreciate it, guys.
All right,
enjoy.
Zach, thanks.
That was Zach Pearson covering the Bears. You can check out his work on Bear Report 24/7 Sports. We're taking a break here on Sports Talk. We'll be back with even more right after this on WWL.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.